This spring, New York City has been abloom with a blanket of yellow. After the attacks of September 11th, volunteers planted more than 1 million donated daffodil bulbs. They've transformed areas all over the city, from gritty playgrounds to forgotten traffic islands, in memory of those who died. NPR's Melissa Block reports.
As longtime parks advocate and garden designer Lyndon Miller drives around what she calls her beloved city, everywhere she sees the happy outcome of her vision to make New York bloom again.
Now, look, that is all new, and I just want to weep. Look at them all. There was nothing in this park. And those are all 9/11 daffodils.
The Daffodil Project sprang to life on September 12th when Lyndon Miller got a fax from her distressed bulb supplier in the Netherlands asking how he could help New York.
So I said, well, Hans, do you have any extra bulbs? He called me a couple of days later and said, I have 500,000 top quality daffodil bulbs for you. And they're a present from me to the city of New York.
At the same time, Adrian Benepe, now the city parks commissioner, was walking through 2 inches of ash in City Hall Park.
I was thinking, what do we do to come back from this? And it's the song, Sting song, Fields of Gold, just started coming through my head. And it talks about things of the past and how love prevails. And there's this image of fields of gold. And I said, suddenly it hit me that daffodils is the answer.
Benepe was able to get another 500,000 daffodil bulbs donated by the city of Rotterdam. The bulbs arrived in late October, and 10,000 volunteers and parks workers put trowel to ground over and over and over.
That night in the fall, we would go to bed, and you'd lay in the bed, and still my arms were jabbing the ground and dropping the bulbs in.
Scott Farrington is the gardener at St. Nicholas Park in central Harlem, which used to be a foreboding, barren wasteland. Now he climbs past 20,000 new daffodils, their bright gold King Alfreds, creamy white Salomes with their frilly peach cups, delicate Sir Winston Churchills with crumply ruffled centers, and tiny clusters of daffs called geranium, whose heady perfume wafts over St. Nicholas Avenue.
They will naturalize and just get their groove going on the slope and move down, fill in, spread. They'll only get better. You never lose a daffodil. Even the ones the kids planted improperly, they grew. Even if they just covered them with a leaf, you know, they made it.
A world away, out in the beach community of the Rockaways, the daffodils have taken on added symbolism. Scores of local residents died in the Trade Center. And then in November, American Airlines Flight 587 crashed right in the middle of this neighborhood, Bell Harbor, killing all 260 on board, plus 5 on the ground. Nadia Murphy helped coordinate the volunteers, the firemen, policemen, senior citizens who planted the bulbs here. Some of the daffodils are arranged in 2 big V formations that point straight out across the bay to where the Twin Towers used to stand.
We can make it. We will make it. The daffodils were in darkness, and they popped their heads out, so can we. I'd like to think of these daffodils that are planted all over the city as a healing garden, that New York City has a healing garden right now.
For Parks Commissioner Adrian Benepe, these healing gardens have helped stitch a wounded city together. Wearing a daffodil pattern necktie, Benepe walks through DeWitt Clinton Park in Manhattan's Hell's Kitchen neighborhood. Here, 20,000 new daffodils have transformed a desolate embankment into a display of thick, vibrant color.
We have lots of fields of gold all over. I think of it now more like a scarf, a very long scarf that winds its way in and out of neighborhoods all across the city, along highways, in front of firehouses, and triangles and little malls, and has connected the city in this magical scarf.
Benepe says William Wordsworth had it right about the restorative power of these flowers. And then my heart with pleasure fills and dances with the daffodils. Melissa Block, NPR News, New York.